Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me today, and mostly really glad that you're studying the Word of God, taking the time to listen or to study along in as you're reading the Word during this podcast. They normally last only 4 to 6 minutes. It's designed that way so that you can get through one quickly. And we always pray at the beginning of them, and then we do some reading and examining of the verse, and we go verse by verse and line by line, precept upon precept, and sometimes even word by word. So encourage you to grab your Bible, take a little time to study the Word of God, or just listen and enjoy what we read today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for another opportunity to study your word. It's just a blessing that day after day we have it before us. It's available to us. We know that not everybody in the world has that opportunity, and so we never want to take it for granted and always want to take advantage of our time to study what you have to say to us. We ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to what we learned today. We just want to bless you, and we thank you again for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title for today's lesson is Believe in the Light, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 36. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes." And in chapter 12 and verse 36 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "While you have light, believe in the light." Where we read, "While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. Now, these things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them." The verse reads, "While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." John began with the words, "while you have light," which means during the time and season that you people listening to Jesus hold, own, and possess the lamp and power of understanding moral and spiritual truth, believe in the light, or trust in, rely upon, and cling to, and have confidence in the lamp and power of understanding moral and spiritual truth, that you may be the children of light, which means so you, people who are listening to Jesus, might arise, appear, and exist as the offspring and descendants belonging to the lamp and power of understanding moral and spiritual truth. John shared how Jesus instructed the people listening to him to trust in and rely upon the illumination of the spiritual truth during the season it was with them, and they would be the descendants of the lamp and power of understanding of moral and spiritual truth. The verse continues, "These things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them." John added the words, "These things spoke Jesus," which means the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, uttered, declared, and proclaimed the words concerning the light and departed. Or, and left and went away and did hide himself from them, which means and concealed his own self away from the people. John shared how after Jesus instructed the people to believe in the light, he left and concealed himself from them. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus made a statement to the people about being illuminated with spiritual truth and then left them. Jesus concealed his location at this time, but would later be widely exposed again as he gave his life on the cross. The sins of mankind kept people from a personal relationship with God, and Jesus came to pay the price of death for those sins. Everyone who receives Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who consider Jesus' words surrender to him. Next time, John shares about Jesus, though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.